Welcome to High School Sports Scoreboard, brought to you by Walkersville Bowling,
Kelco Plumbing,
and Thermont Country Kitchen. And now, High School Sports Scoreboard. All right, high school sports fans, we enter week 7. And High School Sports Scoreboard gets you caught up from all the exciting games from last night and much more. Thank you for tuning in to this edition. It's still pretty mild considering we're in the middle of October, and that's kind of interesting, huh? The big story this weekend is Frederick Cadets. They're undefeated, alone atop the CMC. We'll talk about that just a little bit. Let's get a snapshot of Week 7 going for you. First of all, let's go down the standings. Frederick is 7-0. Urbana tied for second place with Oakdale now at 6-1. Brunswick sole possession of third place at 5-2. Middletown takes over fourth place at 4-3. Linganore and Walkersville tied for fifth place at 3-4. Catoctin at 6th, 2-5. TJ finally gets a win, and they move into seventh place at 1-6, and Tuscarora still winless at 0-6. So that's the standings for Week 7. One thing Week 7 brought is clarity. We have a much better idea as who's hot and who's not. Frederick, they cemented their brand on the CMC now with the only undefeated record at 7-0 in the county, and some of the teams that looked good in the standings didn't appear quite as good as we thought. So Week 7 has been very revealing. Regardless, we have a much clearer picture on how the different brackets are shaping up now in the playoff picture for our county teams with those point total standings. We'll talk about that in a minute. Let's talk about some of the games from last night and get you some scores. Brunswick at Middletown. Middletown wins at home 35-10. Carson Smith is worn out. He's averaging 21 carries per game. He leads the county in rushing. And we just kept asking the question, especially we were at Urbana last week. We said, how much more can this guy do? I mean, talk about a workhorse. Middletown, typically a run-first team, interestingly, last night turned to the passing attack. They put up 272 yards in the air with three touchdowns against Brunswick. They must have seen something in the film that let them know that the Brunswick secondary was suspicious. The win moves Middletown into sole possession of fourth place in the CMC and boosts their point totals, more importantly, in that 2A playoff race considerably. And right now in the 2A for the states, Poolsville is sitting at 7-0, undefeated. But I don't think Poolsville's really had a tough schedule this far. All right, let's move to our next game now. Another good game, Linganore at Frederick. Frederick comes away with a big win over arch rival Linganore, making a real statement about their new dominance in the 3A West and high atop the point totals in states. And Frederick defeats Linganore with a shutout victory at home 17-0 last night. And the important part about that game was the win avenges, and this was something that they celebrated at the end of the game, Frederick did. The win avenges Frederick's loss to Linganore in the 3A state semis last year. While everyone is talking about Frederick's offense, last night the defense quietly shut down their opponents. They've only given up 26 points all season. We were talking about the Urbana defense last week. Now we're talking about the Frederick defense. 26 points all season. That means opposing teams are only averaging less than 4 points a game against them. But hold the phone, because the Cadets will have to travel to Oakdale next week. We'll talk more about that. In another big game last night, Oakdale, speaking of which, defeats Urbana. This one went down to the wire with Urbana trying a game-tying two-point conversion with 39 seconds left, which Oakdale broke up with a great diving save at the pylon for the incompletion and the win for Oakdale. Rory Blanchard rushed for 112 yards on 22 carries, including touchdown runs of 8 and 9 yards, and quarterback Evan Austin rushed for 79 yards on 16 carries. He also had a 6-yard touchdown run that gave the Bears a 76 lead in the third quarter. That was a close, low-scoring game. Not expected. We expected a lot more scores than that, but that was all about defense, too. and defense wins playoffs, and that's where we're headed. Oakdale took the lead for good when Austin threw a 12-yard touchdown pass to Thompson on a slant. So, congratulations. Oakdale unseats Urbana, who was undefeated up until then, and takes over second place with Urbana, tied in the CMC. In the battle of the winless teams, TJ travels to Tuscarora for a Patriot victory, 17-14 in a thriller, with an interception at the end of the game to give TJ its first win of the year. So congratulations, the Patriots get a W. Let's see, our game last night, there was an unusual sight at the beginning of this game as we sat in the press box together. We looked up and we noticed, I got my field glasses out. I spotted something that I was curious about, and I looked over into the Walkersville Volunteer Fire Company parking lot, and much to my surprise, I saw Coach Mike Rich, the head coach of the Catoctin Cougars, not on the field, but sitting in his car, watching the game from his car. And I know you're going to say, what are you talking about? Well, let me tell you what. Coach Rich tested positive for COVID this week. As a result, he could not be. I know it's not funny. It isn't funny. Poor guy. And as a result, he could not be on the field with the team for the game. Then there's your FPC, SCPS protocol, COVID protocols for people that test positive for something that's as simple as a common cold. It didn't seem to make much difference because, anyway, Catoctin short-circuited on play after play with penalties and turnovers and poor execution. And Catoctin had the game. All they have to do is punch it in from 10 yards out. They've got four downs to score, and that would make the game 14-7. But they couldn't do it. They could not get the touchdown when they needed to. And maybe that's because Walkersville defense didn't allow it. Walkersville controlled the game, the tempo, the line of scrimmage, from the opening kickoff to the fourth quarter when they surpassed 35 points to wrap things up neatly with a running clock at home on senior night. Walkersville throttles Catoctin 37-0. All right, let's move to next week's games here. Next Thursday, on a special Thursday night edition, Tuscarora goes to Urbana. My prediction? Tuscarora remains winless. Then on Friday, we've got some great games coming up for Week 8. Walkersville's at Brunswick. That's one of two great games on the schedule. We'll bring this one to you live on the radio with video. This should be a very good game for the fans, absolutely. Middletown at Catoctin. No joke, maybe Coach Rich might want to stay in his car for this one. Frederick at Oakdale. Oakdale can unseat the county leaders and join them in first place with bragging rights as the team that leads the county in Week 8. So Oakdale with an amazing opportunity next week against Frederick. That's a game to watch. Linganore at TJ. You know, Linganore keeps facing tough teams followed by not-so-tough teams this year. One week they play a really, really tough team. The next week they play a not-so-tough team. And they always seem to take it out on the little guy in that off week. So, well, nothing's changed. I'm feeling sorry for TJ next Friday when they face Linganore, because Linganore faced Frederick last Friday night. So that's your wrap-up for High School Sports Scoreboards Week 7 edition. Thank you for tuning in. Don't forget, we'll be at Brunswick next week. Walkersville at Brunswick, kickoff at 6:30 p.m. live on the radio, as well as you can watch the live video stream with play-by-play coverage with myself, Michael Betteridge, and color analyst Coach Rick Little at the game in Brunswick. We are really excited to bring this one to you. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the beautiful weather. Get outside and have some fun. You've been listening to High School Sports Scoreboard right on Cool Oldies 1450 THU. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be back every Saturday at 11:30 a.m. for High School Sports Scoreboard.